Shabbat Shalom. The parsha today is Vayishlach, Genesis 32:4 through 36:43. And there's a lot of stuff going on here. And we'll cover a bit and then we'll come back to some of it. Jacob's on the way back home. Remember when he left and the Lord told him he'd return to Bethel. And so he's back on his way. And so he sends messengers to Esau. He wants to make sure everything's okay, and they come back. And they say, well, Esau is coming back to meet you, but he's got 400 men with him. So Jacob's he assumes the worst, and so he's kind of getting worried, and he starts planning on what he's going to do. And he wrestles with an angel all night long. So he goes and goes until about daylight. And Jacob says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. So the angel touches him on his thigh and basically cripples him. And then the angel asks him, what's your name? And he told him, Jacob. And he replied to him, your name is no longer Jacob, but Israel. So his name was changed from deceiver and supplanter, which is what the word means, Jacob, and Israel to one who contends with God. Then Jacob asked the angel his name, but he wouldn't tell him. And Jacob stated, well, he had seen the face of God and lived. The scriptures repeat that the messengers told Esau again that he's coming. Here comes 400 men. So Jacob divides the camp, preparing for the worst, figures, you know, well, you know, if he gets half of us, the rest of us will survive. You know, but that wasn't the case. Esau meets Jacob, and he's reconciled. A little bit later on, we read that Dinah, Jacob's daughter, was defiled by Prince Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite. And Jacob and his brothers find out, well, they set him up, basically. They say, well, if you want to marry her, you all got to be circumcised and all that. And so they agreed because, you know, this prince wanted her, so they agreed. And on the third day, while they're recovering from the circumcision, Levi and Simeon massacre all the males on the third day, and while they were recuperating, and they looted the city. Then we read that Rachel has a hard labor, and she dies giving birth to Benjamin. So Rachel's buried on the road to Ephrath at Bethlehem, and Rachel's tomb is located there at the entrance to the city. And Bethlehem, as you know, was where Yeshua was born. It's mentioned in fulfillment of the prophecy in Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from old, from everlasting. And Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, sleeps with one of Jacob's concubines, Bilhah, and this is referred back to at the time of Joseph in Egypt, and Reuben lost his status as being firstborn because of that. Then Isaac dies at Hebron, and Esau and Jacob bury him there. And it's similar to when Isaac and Ishmael buried their father Abraham together. So Esau's children are named, and among them, Amalek. The Amalekites became bitter enemies of Israel. The battle between them is mentioned later during Moses' time, where when Moses, you know, kept his hands lifted up towards heaven, Joshua and the army would win. Now I'm going to go back to Jacob for a minute. Jacob, or Israel, wrestled with the angel. It wasn't like the WWF with Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens and Kinji Shibuya, and some of you guys remember who I'm talking about. It wasn't like that, but he wrestled with the angel. What's really interesting is Jacob wrestled with Esau before he was born. You ever wonder what they were wrestling about? They're in the womb and they're wrestling. What about being the firstborn? Remember, Jacob had a hold of Esau's ankle when they came out. Could be they were fighting, well, I'm getting out first, you know. We're not told why, but we were told that they were wrestling. Maybe they knew they were going to get a blessing later on, and Jacob wanted that blessing, which later on, of course, they asked the angel to bless him because he wouldn't let the angel go till he got a blessing. But what he got was more than he bargained for. First, he got touched and crippled, and then later on, God appears again to Jacob and blessed him and stated again that his name would be now Israel, and all the nations and the kings would descend from him, hence his blessing. The scripture states, we wrestle. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of the might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, when you look at the armor of God, you know, when we're wrestling against these principalities, when you look at the armor, it's really interesting when you relate it all to Yeshua. Truth. Yeshua is the truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Yeshua is our righteousness. Gospel of peace. Yeshua is the Prince of Peace, and the gospel, or good news, is all about Yeshua. The shield of faith. Where's our faith? It's in Yeshua. The helmet of salvation. Salvation is only through Yeshua. Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yeshua is the Word of God. The full armor of God is our protection and gives us the ability to stand. Romans 13:12 says, let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:14 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the to fulfill the lust of the flesh. So what are you relying on to stand? Do you have the armor of Yeshua? Shabbat Shalom.